views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Live an enlightened and authentic life by standing in your own power. Silver Gaia Radio, Journey to Gaia with Dr. Bree Gibbs, brings forth new information supporting the ascension process happening on the planet now. Learn the true meaning of the word goddess and why each and every one of us is a divine being. Dr. Bree travels multiple worlds, bringing through the unknown ancient knowledge and messages to help you remember who you truly are and live life with truth, trust, and passion.
For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.com.
Now, here's your host, Dr. Bree Gibbs.
Welcome, welcome, everyone. You know, every day we have to make choices. And I know in my personal life, I've had to make some serious choices lately with different energy that's going on right now on the planet. And we've talked about that before, Venus being in retrograde, all the love coming to the planet, things are bubbling up to the surface. And I was able to understand so much about me today, this morning. I took time for myself. And I thought, I'm going to take some time and figure out what are the right choices for me. And I actually came up with some really great choices. But you know what's really nice about this? I have a wonderful author with us, and Nancy Berman, and she wrote the book Choices. And it's her groundbreaking book, and she's been out traveling and talking to people. And when I read through this book, I'm going, there's my answers I've needed the whole time. So I want to welcome Nancy. How are you?
I'm great, Bree. How are you?
Fine. What got you started to write this? This is such an amazing book.
Thanks. I didn't really write the book. It was written through automatic writing, so Spirit gets the credit. I don't want to plagiarize Spirit here.
I like that.
One morning I woke up and Spirit said, I want you to write a book. And I thought, I don't have anything to say. Who would want to read anything I have to say? And Spirit said, your life's experiences could help many, because there are so many people who have gone through so much of the same trials and, you know, just everything. And they think they're all alone, and the book could help a lot of people. And I want your flavor to be in this book. So I could ask a lot of other people, but I just want it to be, I want you to write it. So I went out, sat under my cottonwood tree with my two Doberman, my five cats, and I was raising bees at the time. And I got it done in about 2.5 weeks, except for the last chapter.
Wow. So has it made a big impact on a lot of people's lives, this book, that you've noticed?
People say that it's really changed their lives and that they read it again with a highlighter, and, you know, just that it's really helped them a lot. So I'm hoping that that's the case.
And you know what? It really is. By what you're telling me, they're highlighting. And if we're highlighting, we're paying attention. So that's a good thing for authors. You know, we like to hear that, right? You're highlighting in my book. This is great. So how many years ago did you start your journey in the spiritual realm, in this world right now?
I think that I've been on this journey ever since I was a kid, but I didn't really realize that. I was raised in the Catholic Church, and so I kind of think I thought something was wrong with me. Well, a Catholic priest had told me at one time, I had an experience when I was about 10. I was more depressed than normal, and we lived across the street from the Catholic Church, and my dad had gone drinking, and so I snuck out of the house, and I went to the church. And that's how repressed I was. I never did anything fun. I walked in, and it was totally dark, except for there were two penance candles lit. And I walked up to the front and knelt down at the very front pew, and I was just begging God, seriously, just begging God to please let me die. I was trying to convince Spirit that people want to live and they die. And I wanted to die, so why was he making me live? And I felt a hand on my shoulder. And I turned around. I thought it was a priest. He was going to take me home. I was really going to get in trouble for sneaking out. And there was no one there. Oh, wow. And when I looked back at the altar, it was this beautiful golden light. It just felt so warm and comforting, and I felt so safe. And at that moment, even as a kid, I felt so ashamed of myself that I had been given this wonderful gift of life, and I just wanted to throw it away because things were tough. And I ran out of the church. I ran home because I felt embarrassed, but I felt so grateful. I really realized what a gift it is to be alive. And later when I mentioned it to the priest, he said that, you know, God doesn't even talk to adult men. He mm-hmm. only conveys messages through the priest, and that I could get excommunicated or something from the church if I told people that story. So I I wasn't sure, I guess, if I was just a weird kid or but I've known my whole life that Spirit's always been with me.
Wow, that's really impressive. You know, you had mentioned I might have just been a weird kid, and I'm going, no, you were normal. The rest of us, you know, that didn't get it or whatever, and you grew up young like I did with it, right? And it was quiet on my dad's side. My mother was all about the God of light and Spirit, and why we're to connect them into one, I want to say. And I know that feeling about being that weird kid, but actually we're not weird. We are normal. and I don't have a problem saying that. You know, they talk about the black sheep of the family. I said, no, I'm the white sheep. You know, sorry, that's how it is. But that's really great. And so the experiences that you've gone through, it helps so many, you know. So tell us a little bit more about your book, things that you want to talk about in the book.
I think that the book is a catalyst for personal growth and self-empowerment. Mm-hmm. It broaches on a lot of different topics. And I think one of the messages the Spirit wants everybody to get is that we are all powerful beings. We can do anything. We doubt ourselves. We limit ourselves. We tend to be negative instead of positive. If something can go wrong, it'll go wrong. And I believe that we just don't have enough confidence in ourselves, and that we really, what boils down to is we really don't, most of us, have enough confidence in Spirit. I ended up in this magnificent place with the island, and I did not want to be here. I am so terrified of water. I never wanted to, live anywhere close to water. My dad tried to drown me as a kid, and I just am so scared of water. And mm-hmm. so after I wrote the book, I was seeing a massage therapist, and she said, Nancy, Matt and I have a vacation home on Whidbey Island. Why don't you come in, you and Phil come and visit, and I'll have a book signing for you. That's all I heard, book signing. The bells went off in my head, and I thought, somebody's going to have a book signing for me. So I asked Phil, and he said, sure, you know, we have the vacation time. He heard it was a beautiful place. He'd never been here, but he's mm-hmm. been to Seattle. So we got tickets, and 3 days before we were supposed to come, she called me and said, I'm really sorry, but I can't have the book signing for you. She said, Matt is getting transferred, and we've got to get our home in Parker ready to sell, and we're going to be moving to the island permanently. But I love your energy. So we don't have to be there. Just come and get the keys, and you can stay at our house, and I'll give you a map and, you know, give you the combination to the lock and everything. So I wanted to cancel, but Phil was like, our tickets are non-refundable. You know, we might as well just go. We put in for the vacation time. So we came. And then when Phil was driving to the ferry, I was terrified. I'm like, no, 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 I don't want to get on a boat. No, no. And Phil was like, I said, let's drive. And he said, honey, this is the only way to get to the island. And I was like, no, Phil, I don't want to. I'm scared. I don't want to do this. And there's another place to get to, how to get to the island. It's Deception Pass, but it's pretty much as scary. Right. So he said, you can do this. It's only 15 minutes. Come on, you know. And so we got on the ferry, and I think that my fingernail marks are still on that rental car. It was pretty. Phil really liked it, but my whole trip was ruined. I let it ruin my trip because all I could think about was that I had to get back on that damn boat to get home.
Right, right.
But when we got home, I was so upset with Spirit, and I wrote an automatic writing, and I said, "You're Almighty God, you know everything. Why did you have Michelle invite me to the island when you knew she wasn't going to have a book signing for me?" And Spirit wrote back and said, "I had Michelle invite you to the island because you're going to be moving there." And I thought, oh my God, no way. There's no way I'm moving to the island. And, but I kept having dreams about swimming underwater and being able to breathe underwater. And it was just so amazing. So I wrote another writing and said, how could I have been so wrong? I'm always spot on. How could I have missed it? Was it because I was traumatized about getting on the boat? And Spirit said, Nancy, you still need to learn to let go, and you need to learn to trust, and you will flourish right on the island. And I want you to be there by the end of the summer. So we moved. And I guess the reason Spirit's having me tell you this is because we always think we know what's right for us, and sometimes we don't. And we let fear take over, and we let it ruin our lives. We've got to trust that Spirit always wants what's best for us and loves us and wants to take care of us and wants to bring us happiness.
Right.
We just have to let go.
You know, yes. And I like what you just said. We have to take a break in a minute here, but I love the name of the book. And I just want to keep saying this: choices, choices, choices. We have choices. We'll be back in a few minutes. We're with Nancy and myself and Silver Guy Radio.
Crossroads in your life in need of answers, trying to discover your life dream or how to manifest it? Dr. Catherine Lehman with a team of angels, guides, master teachers has been helping people unveil the truth to the path of abundance and freedom for over 40 years. Training with shamans, teachers, and healers globally, Dr. Lehman will guide you to action and discover your soul's path. Schedule a session today, 951-313-8541. It's 951-313-8541.
Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.com. That's silvergaia.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
The earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light, shamanic healer, Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in the second and fourth Monday, 11 a.m. Pacific, and Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. So choices, choices, choices. I love it. We're going to be back with Nancy. I'm opening up the phone lines. I have 6 free books on this and call into 1-800-930-2819. The first 6 callers will receive a free book by Nancy. So Nancy, during the break, we talked about page 92 and 93. I'd like to hear that you say that.
Well, I had written an automatic writing to spirit and I got the answer, but I think that the answer was for everybody. It wasn't just a message for me. I really believe it was for everyone. Is that, you know, we always think we need to change ourselves. We need to be better. We run around, you know, like rats in a maze, and we never get anywhere. And I think that spirit wants us to just enjoy this magnificent, wonderful life we've been given. That's part of it. That's why we have our senses and we have our eyes to see the beauty around us. And, you know, we can reach over and hug our grandchildren or pet our animals. And I wrote, "My dearest friend and mentor, tell me what you are trying to teach me. I love you, Nancy." And Spirit wrote back and said, "My prized student, actually, you got it. The mystery of life is to simply live it, Nancy. All else is frosting on the cake." And then Spirit said something else, but it says, it's just telling me that I'll be able to help other people. "But if you do not live your life fully and wholly, every minute of it, Nancy, all else is lost, at least for you. For you must learn and know without any doubt that you are worthy and deserve to live your life just for you." And that's the whole, I believe, the premise of the book is that we listen to the mindless chatter of everyone else around us and we don't listen to spirit. We don't take time. Spirit is just trying to get messages to us. We have a whole entourage of, you know, of spiritual guides and angels and just everything. And they're here to help us. That's their job. Mm-hmm. We don't ask. We have not because we ask not sometimes. That's another message Spirit has told me. And we won't let other people help us, especially I think, you know, you get used to trying to be strong and be there for everyone. And so you don't want to ask anybody else for help. But we teach people how to treat us. And if we're always being strong, we're always acquiescing to everybody else's needs. We're always being there to help everybody else. People don't think we need any help. Mm-hmm. And then we get, you know, then we need help sometime and no one's there for us. And we feel hurt and we feel like, you know, gosh, we've given and given and given and there's no one there, but we've trained them how to treat us. And if you don't respect yourself and you don't love yourself and you don't think you're worthy to take care of yourself, then no one else is going to either. So there's so many little gems in the book that, you know, that Spirit just wants people to know. Of course, we need to help each other and reach out a helping hand. But even when you're in a plane, they tell you to put the air mask on yourself first. Mm-hmm. And I believe that we were put in our bodies because we're the most important things in our lives to us. If we don't take care of ourselves and love ourselves, we can't love and take care of anybody else. So we have to form this relationship with ourselves and know that we are worthy to get messages from Spirit. And of course, Spirit is going to talk to us. We're wonderful people. Why wouldn't Spirit give us messages? You know, I had this experience. I was married before my ex-husband and I lived in Elizabeth on a ranch, a small ranch. And there were little girls who lived in a blue house, kind of cat a corner to us. And we got pretty big storms, wind storms in Colorado. We even used to get tornadoes once in a while. But wow. One day there was this huge storm and it was lightning and thundering and raining. And I heard this huge crash and I ran down to the basement, walked out. I thought, I don't know what I thought, the tree had fallen on the house or something. And there were these little girls' trampoline and it was smashed against the side of our house. And I came back in and I walked into the kitchen and I looked out the window and there were these two little girls. They were 2 and 4. One of them is in her little panties and the other one is in her little top and some underwear. And they're out there picking up these big poles in a lightning storm.
Wow.
So I called the house and there was no answer. So I got in the car and I went over there and I said, what are you doing outside in this storm? And the little one's crying and she's like, our trampoline, you know, it's busted. And the big one, I'm like, where's your mom? The big one says, the older one says, she's visiting Connie. She'll be home in a little bit. And I said, I want you to get in the house now and don't come out until your mom gets here. And the little one's like, she's going to save her trampoline, boy. And she's still trying to pick up the poles. And I said, get in the house. I'll pick up the poles. And so I'm out there picking up the poles. And I'm thinking, this is the way it's going to end. People are going to think she didn't have much common sense out picking up poles in a lightning mm-hmm. storm. But I got most of the poles and put them on their porch. And then I went home and all of a sudden it started hailing. I mean, we had hail balls about, you know, that big. And on our deck, within about a matter of 20 seconds, we had about a foot and a half of these hail stones. And I look out the window and there's these two little girls out there again. And I thought, my God, they're going to get killed. And without even thinking, I just screamed. I said, I command you to stop this storm now. And it stopped. And I was
good
like,
for you.
Do, 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 do. Oh my God, who am I to command the hand of God? And I'm like, and it didn't, I thought this is just a coincidence. It'll start up again. And it didn't. So then I'm like, I respectfully thank you for stopping the hailstorm, you know. But then Spirit told me, who are you not to command the hand of God? You are the hand of God. All of us. We are all the hand of God. And Spirit needs us just as much as we need Spirit, because Spirit is a spirit. Right. We are flesh and blood. We can do things a spirit can't. Do. I mean, we can wipe the tears from a child's face. We can comfort another person because we're human beings and we relate to each other. Spirit could build an orphanage overnight, but then somebody would think it was from Satan or something and destroy it. So if we built an orphanage, at least, you know, it would be used. And so we all have purposes and we're here to fulfill our purpose. And we need to fulfill our purpose. And we can't do that if we're always doubting ourselves, thinking that we're not worthy. We're sinners. We're horrible people. We're not. We are magnificent creations. And we have the power to do anything. You know, people, you read about somebody getting in an accident and their child is under the tire of the car.
Right.
It is impossible to lift up a car. But they do it. Not with both hands, but with one hand and move the child out of the way with the other. So we can do, you know, I believe there's nothing we can't do. I really do.
You just touched my heart, really. I don't want to say, I'm trying not to get real emotional on the air. My brother actually backed up over his 2-year-old. And he tried and tried. And he couldn't, you know, and this has been many years ago. And they thought he was safe in the house with the mom. And then he ran out. And so I know that we can lift that vehicle. if we just ask. And even if it's just lifting ourselves up, that is a vehicle. We are a vessel of divine being. We're a divine being, no matter what happens in our lives. People may not always agree with what I may say or what you may say, but if they will take one short sentence to realize that they are a divine being, no matter what somebody says, as you were saying about if Source created the orphanage, they would think it was Satanism. And the reason I laugh because it was to release. I'm going to tell you that now, because yes, they would think that, you know, how did that all of a sudden happen? Right. And doubting themselves. Nobody should be doubting themselves. I've gone through my own journey lately of doubting where I had to say, wait a minute. And I have to tell you, thanks to this wonderful book, it helped me get through the last couple of days of some things I was working through. You know, on the shows, we talk about, you know, different things and we laugh. But today was like such an amazing time for me to be with you. So I knew this was coming up. I went out to my car. I'm in my office now. So I'm out in my car. And this actually helped me make some choices that I need to make as a divine being for what I do. So I want to thank you. And you know how we tell as teachers and you know, conduit healers and what we do, Nancy, you know, we say, okay, whatever resonates with you, take. But what doesn't, don't accept. This whole book resonated with me. I want you to know that. I'm so thankful that you're a conduit for spirit and that you brought these messages through. And we've talked privately before, but I wanted people to know how this book has made a change since yesterday for me, some things I've been really going through. So we have a minute left. And before we take another break, again, the phone number, if you'd like one of these books, is 1-800-930-2819. Choices is an amazing book that has helped, will help many people as time goes on. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Intuitive healer and spiritual teacher Sarah Luce brings her unique style to the hit show Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Every day is another opportunity to bring magic into our world and create the reality we want to live. Intuitive Juliana Salofia and the Lady of Light New Age Boutique are here to help you on your journey. Whether you're looking for a reading, a workshop, or a class of the latest and unique metaphysical products or jewelry, the Lady of Light New Age Boutique has it all. Visit inspirednewage.com to schedule a session or class and feel the energy of the Lady of Light.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself, you can't make decisions, and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedman Schaub's book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through a step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to resolve the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and build a strong foundation of inner peace and confidence. Visit www.thefearandanxietysolution.com and get your copy now.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedman Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
The earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light Shamanic Healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in the second and fourth Monday, 11 a.m. Pacific, and Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
Welcome back, everyone. So while I was sitting here talking with Nancy on break and thanking her actually for the healing that I had to have done about my nephew from many years ago, I was like 20 years old and I'm almost 58 now. So that brought up some things. But I turned in her book on page 6. I remember the remarkable human being and I love everything about myself. I love that, Nancy. I need to take that out and write it on a post-it note and put it up in different places around me. Because sometimes we forget that we're this wonderful, loving human being. We get so busy in our daily lives that we forget, you know, who are we? What are we? Why are we here? And it's like, you know, we need to remember the love and the divine being we are. And you know, Spirit has given us so many things. Today, knowing the show was coming up, and I was like, I called in all my guides and called in the angels, you know, and I'm a firm believer of that because I've seen our guides and angels standing behind different clients of mine crying because they're not asking. And so today was the day I was like going, I was walking for Myers and I'm calling them all in and I'm saying, you know I'm coming here for lip gloss, but what else am I needing for the day? What do I need for me today? And the first thing I heard was open up, open up. I thought, what did I shut down? And then I realized I shut some part of me down because of emotional pain. So I opened it up, cried in my car, and luckily I had more makeup with me, right? And the lip gloss I went to buy at Fred Meyer's. And I was like going, oh, okay, I get it. I'm going to be okay. And then everything will be fine. You know, but I had to go ask to have the help to help relieve it, not just go take a hot bath or a shower. No, it's all just going to be, and you know, it's called the rainbow shower, having all the colors, the goddess colors coming down, right? And let wash down the drain. It was more than just that. It was a time I had to face something about myself that I was strong enough to take control of the situation. And that's what I have to do. And it's like, and so that's why I saw that. So then on page 7, you know, you have it says, I'd like you to talk about your very first memories at when you're about a year and a half.
I just remember that we had been to the Arkansas Valley Fair in Rocky Ford. It's a big thing, you know, mm-hmm. And I was in a stroller and we went and their lights and there were a lot of people around. We lived in a little farm and it was just really exciting and all the sights and the sounds and everything like that. And then somebody mentioned to my father that I was so cute and I looked just like him, mm-hmm. And that they should put me on a ride, you know. I think they meant like a child's ride, but my dad put me on one of those things that spins around. It's these chairs that go round and
right,
round,
right.
And then the whole thing, and it goes up in the air. And there I was, and it was just going really fast. And I was terrified, and I started screaming. I always had a big mouth. I was screeching, actually, so much that they stopped the ride, and my parents had to get me off. Well, that my dad was really always it was very important to him what people thought about him. He wanted to be this really nice guy, and he had it all together. And so we left. We left the fair, and when we got home, I was sitting in a straight back chair, and my blood was splattered all over the floor. My mom was on her hands and knees cleaning it up, and he was so upset with me, and I didn't know why he was so upset, but I knew, even as a kid, that I needed to just keep my mouth shut, not cry, not anything, just because he was so, he kept walking back and forth and yelling at me, and I didn't understand, you know, what was going on at the time. So that's one of my very first memories. Oh, wow. And there's just, you know, when you read that part about that, I really, for the first time in my life, I really do love myself and I'm happy to be me. I would not want to go back and relive any of my life's experiences, and I would hope them on no one else. But, you know, our life's experiences, everything we've been through, it makes us who we are. It makes us the amazing, strong, powerful people we are today. I am so compassionate because I've been there, and I don't want other people to have to go through that. Right. I understand the pain of not having your own family love you and wanting so desperately to just be loved. I mean, it's important. We all want to be loved, and we all want to be loved for who we are. And I was the ugly duckling, the black sheep. Nobody would ever, you know, want to be around me. I had a, oh my gosh, my sister's still beautiful. My sister has long blonde hair, emerald green eyes, and porcelain-like skin. And even now, she's got this 21-inch waist. She's just beautiful. So I called her Toesy because she used to, you know how people suck their thumb? She used to suck her toe. I got to say that about her. But she's just always been so gorgeous. And she was always, and everybody just loved her and the family. And she had a good sense of humor. She would tell jokes and make everybody laugh. And so, well, she was being entertaining everybody, I was the one that was always doing the cooking and the washing and everything else. And I wanted so badly to be beautiful and look like her. And I was always very intelligent, but that wasn't valued in my family. I always wanted to be like Toesy. And it's just, we always think that we want to be like somebody else and not be us. And that's another lesson that Spirit has really taught me too, is we all want to be loved for who we are, but we don't let people know who we are. Right. We put on these masks and we have this persona because we think, I thought if people knew who I really was, nobody would ever like me or want to be around me. And then when Spirit told me to write the book, anyone who's written the book knows all about me and Bree. It is so freeing to be honest about who you are. I didn't realize it, but it was like a weight and it was holding me down. I was a fake. And my husband's family always wanted to know about me and my family. And I kept telling Phil, don't tell anyone. It's none of anyone's business. If I want someone to know, I will tell them. And otherwise, you know, I just wanted people to accept me. Well, they couldn't accept me for who I was if they didn't know who I was.
Right.
And now that people know, it's like, I can be me. I'm free to be me. And if people like me, they do. And if they don't, then I just move on. So
no, it's just, I understand that. Being your true authentic self and finally liking and loving who you are. My sister's a thin blonde. I'm adopted, right? And she's this tiny little 120-pound, 5'2", and I'm 5 foot and a lot more than that, you know. And you know, they would look at her, oh, she could sew, she's tiny, she's blonde, you know, all these different things. And here I am, put me in dance class, no, that didn't work. Put me in you know, try to do the piano. Oh no. Put me in judo class and motorcycles back then when I was 9. and 10, along learning to work in the goddess light, right? That was me, you know, the kick butt daughter, right? And so, you know, that's what things are really about. And I'm going, wow, you know, and so when I finally learned to love myself for me, that was the greatest lesson I ever learned. And all the experiences that I've been through and I've talked about them on the air before, I wouldn't change nothing. Not one thing. Because everything I have done and you've done has always brought us back to who our true authentic self is and why we had to go through the steps we went through. No matter if it's a past life thing, no matter if it's a present life thing, you know, sometimes we had to learn these lessons the hard way to be able to relate to other people also. I know with me being a survivor of molestation as a child, I couldn't relate to people on that level. I could have empathy, but I could not relate to it. So a lot of times with different people I'm working with, I'm able to say, you have the choice. I'm going to use your book title here. You have choices to make. Do you want to be that victim? Or do you want to come out and be that tall, standing, firmly grounded person and work with that? You know, and that's what in your book has. And I mean, this is such an amazing book that what I'm going to say right now to the listeners and stuff, email me. I will get you a book. Go to silverguide.com. Give me a message and I will get one of these books. I think it's so important that you read Nancy's story. It's inspiring. It's uplifting. It made me feel not alone today. And I want you to know that, Nancy, because there's been some little controversy things that I had to get out of my head into my heart. You know, I'm talking about getting your heart space. And, you know, when we look at choices, and I think about all the choices that you've made, we've talked privately, you know, and the choices I've had to make. And when Spirit says you have the choice to do this, then let's do it. Know that you're a divine being that has choices and Spirit is there to help and guide you. We'll be back in just a few minutes more with Nancy and myself and Silver Guy Radio.
Diane Robbins, published author and channel, connects our hearts to the hearts of beings in advanced civilizations as she taps into the cosmos. We are living in important times now as we merge our consciousness with these of other realms and raise our vibration and awaken to who we are and why we are here. Learn to live in unconditional love. Visit DianeRobbins.com today and immerse yourself in the many books, newsletters, and channeling Diane has to offer.
Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.com. That's silvergaia.com.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
At a crossroads in your life in need of answers, trying to discover your life dream or how to manifest it, Dr. Catherine Lehman with a team of angels, guides, master teachers has been helping people unveil the truth to the path of abundance and freedom for over 40 years. Training with shamans, teachers, and healers globally, Dr. Lehman will guide you to action and discovering your soul's path. Schedule a session today, 951-313-8541. It's 951-313-8541.
Choices. Wow, guys, I wasn't sure if I was coming in if the music was done or not. I kind of lost it there for a minute. I'm reading going, choices. So, Nancy, let's talk about what you had brought up during the break.
Spirit, people are always saying that spirit is testing them. You know, They feel like they're modern day Job or something, all the things that they're going through. And spirit told me that they're not being tested. Spirit is, you know, almighty essence, you know. Spirit knows what we're going to do, knows everything. I mean, God, spirit, the divine, whatever name you use for this magnificent presence, energy in our lives, knows what's going to happen. And what we are being given here really is an opportunity for personal growth and self-empowerment. Mm-hmm. And we just don't see it. You know, when you're when you think an obstacle is too overwhelming and or you're terrified to do something and you go ahead and you do it anyway, your confidence just soars in yourself and in spirit. It just soars. You're just so, that's partly what makes us who we are. You know, We would just get complacent. We'd go back to sleep if everything always went, you know, and well. And an example is like when we were moving to Whidbey, I listened to spirit and decided we were going to move to Whidbey Island. And so I was really feeling proud of myself. I listened to spirit. So we had our stuff brought in to two U-Haul, not U-Hauls, but moving vans. And we rented an RV so all of our animals and us could be together. Mm-hmm. And my little grandson was driving my Jeep. And so we'd been on the road for about 2 days. And it was the third day. And Braxton called and said, Grandma, can you please drive your Jeep? I'm so tired and I want to go lay down and take a nap. So I said, sure, of course. He'd been driving for almost three days. So I went and to get in my car and I told my husband, I said, don't leave without me. Wait until I put my glasses on and I adjust my seatbelt and adjust the mirrors. Please don't leave without me because you know I don't know how to, you know, drive. I'm terrified of driving. My whole life has been fear-ridden. I've been scared of everything. And Phil said, okay. I got in the car, he takes off, and I'm like, oh my God. And so I tried to call him, no cell phone coverage. I tried to put in our address in my Garmin, it was programmed for Colorado. And so I thought, well, I saw him turn right, so I drove out there, and cars are just swishing by, and I'm trying to get on the highway. I really almost just shut my eyes and got on. And I was so scared about driving, and I couldn't see him anywhere. And I'm trying to catch up with them, and I couldn't see them. And then about 3 or 4 hours later, it's getting dark, and I have night blindness. I can't see when it's dark. And the light shines in my eyes, and I'm kind of blinded. And then it started raining. It wasn't just raining, Bree, it was like this downpour. It was just my windshield wipers were going as fast as they could, and I couldn't see out my window. And then we were on curves. We were just going on these real steep curves, and I could feel cars coming really close to me, and I was really terrified. And then I came to a construction zone and they had all these red flashing lights. And I was like, why are you trying to kill me? I'm doing what you want me to do. And nothing, this whole time I didn't hear anything from spirit. Mm-hmm. And then I had to go pee and I was running out of gas and I didn't know what to do. And just then Phil came up next to me and he said, what are you doing? We've been trying to catch up with you for the last hour and a half. You're driving like a crazed woman.
Oh my gosh.
I have to go to the bathroom and I'm running out of gas. So we went, found a restroom, got gas and everything. And that night I was furious with myself for being such a wimp and a scaredy cat. I was furious with spirit for just doing this to me when I was trying to do his will. I was even upset with poor Braxton because he got tired. And I was really upset with Phil for leaving me.
Right.
And so Phil and Braxton slept in a hotel that night. And I stayed in the RV with my kids who really love me. And the next morning when I woke up, spirit said, Nancy, look what you just did. You drove through Seattle under the most adverse conditions possible. Think what you could do if it was a bright, sunshiny day, Nancy. And I have actually driven to Seattle now 3 times on my own. I still don't like it, but I've done it. And that's how you learn. Sometimes you have to be taken out of your comfort zone so that you can learn. And that's what spirit is trying to do. Spirit is trying to make us realize who we are and become that person again. We have everything with us, a magic pill. We're always looking for this magic pill. It's already inside of us. We have so much going for us. We don't even know. We're scared, so we don't do anything. We let fear ruin our lives. We are not being tested. It may not seem like it at the time, but you're being given a tremendous opportunity, tremendous. Take it and trust. Because you won't regret it. I just can't tell you. You know, when you listen to spirit, you can't go wrong. Spirit is the only one that provides you with unconditional love, not your spouse, not your kids. You know, no one can give you that unconditional love. And spirit has told me that I need to involve him or her in everything that I do, and everything that I do will prosper. And by the way, he's the only one, she's the only one that is capable of giving me the desires of my heart and make things happen for me. And it's true, spirit is almighty and can do anything and wants to give us everything.
That is so true. That's so true. A lot of times we forget that spirit does not want us here poor or broke. He doesn't want us here unhappy. Spirit does not want us to be alone.
Or sick.
Or sick is correct. And sometimes we create our own emotional illnesses. But here's the thing is we can heal from all of that if we just open up to the divine and say, I'm ready. Here I am. Mm-hmm. There has been times when I have said, and, you know, I know our listeners can't see us and we're Skyping, where I just put my hands back and say, Spirit, I'm yours. Take me now where I need to go, where I need to be. You know, and it's not like take me off planet, right? It's like take me where I'm to be. Show me the journey you want me to do for you, and I will follow. And I've been given a tremendous gift to represent the Green Goddess as she was pre-creation. And it's like her words are amazing and what comes through and the love and the understanding, but also the boundaries that she carries. It's like, don't limit yourself. Take care of yourself. Teach others the same, but don't let anybody also use falsehoods around you. I mean, you know, so that's what I'm dealing with. And she's like the divine female of the feminine side, right? And so everything you've been talking today has been such a blessing for me to hear your story. And on the replays, and they listen to all of this, you know, they're going to understand so much. I just want to bring out this book again, Choices by Nancy Byrne. And here's the thing. I'm going to put my phone, my business number out there. Anybody who wants one of these books, call me at 253-230-0422 or go to silverguy.com and we'll make sure you get one of these books from Silver Guy Family. Nancy, how can people get a hold of you if they'd like to talk with you?
My email is nancy@choices-nlb.com. It's nancy@choices-nlb.com. Or they could leave me a voicemail on my cell phone, but I don't get cell coverage in the woods. But it's 303-842-6508. Or they can go to my webpage, which is www.choices-nlb.com. Again, that's www.choices-nlb.com. And my cell again is 303-842-6508.
All right, Nancy, thank you so much for being on the show. It's been an honor, and I'm sure we're going to have you back again real soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bree, for having me.
You're welcome. We'll see you all, guys, every week. I can't talk. I'm emotional. We'll see you next week on Silver Gaia Radio.
You've been listening to Silver Gaia Radio, Journey to Gaia. Join Dr. Bree Gibbs the second and fourth Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Each show is designed to share and discuss timely key messages and truths. Dr. Bree brings forth gods and goddesses, ascended masters, and others to communicate the information our world needs. For more about Dr. Bree or Silver Gaia Radio, visit silvergaia.com, and we'll see you next time.